Here I am, Lord, send me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The death of King Uzziah, after reigning for many years in Jerusalem, left an empty place in the land and in the heart of the people. The king's death left Judean people vulnerable because they were facing the Assyrians, who had a powerful army. The opening verse shows that the earthly king and power are transitional. Only the heavenly king is eternal and has absolute power. It is this king who reveals himself to Isaiah through a dream. Through his dream, Isaiah faces his fear, guilt, and sin. Even though he should feel happy and exciting after such a vision, but he is only a man and has seen the Lord, and he was scared. Also, this dream shows that God does not belong to heaven only, but also involved in our own life. Through this vision, God merges heaven and earth in including you and me in God's plan. Here we are struggling between heaven and earth to discover the place where God ultimately resides. That place might be a place of reconciliation where heaven and earth met. So the call of Isaiah causes God and us to move toward reconciliation. Perhaps after King Uzziah's death, Isaiah might think all the hope and dream of the people come to an end, but he still had faith. However, God reveals himself to Isaiah in a dream. God is holy. The focus is not on the king, but on God. Isaiah views the interior temple from outside, but God gives him a perfect view of the inside in his dream. He saw a perfect view of what was going on in the temple. He saw Christ in his glory. When the nation was mourning the death of their king, God reveals himself in his holiness to Isaiah. Sometimes we need to see God beyond the veil, because our daily experience, society pressure, and judgment can narrow our view of God and ourselves. That could prevent us from saying, "Yes, here I am. Send me." We can succumb to our guilt in the past and fail to embrace the present moment. As we can see in Isaiah's response, after seeing the glory of God, he still focuses on his guilt. Self-guilt is still apparent in our life today. As Isaiah was purified with the coal touching his lip, God has another way to purify us of our guilt or inadequacy and sin in order to say, "Here I am, send me," when God asks, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for me?" On our journey to say, "Yes, send me," we might encounter people who will believe in us and help us discern, and people who will discourage us. The important thing is to have faith in God and have faith in ourselves. If we do not have those two, it might be hard for us to say, "Here I am, send me." We hear God call us, but sometimes the people we trust the most to help us bring clarity to our dream will be the ones who will discourage us to fulfill our dream. For instance, when I was a novice, I finally built the courage to express the call I had felt since when I was 11 years old to a spiritual director. He told me I should study math and go back to Haiti to teach instead of theology. I listened to him and never had that conversation with him again. Instead of helping me sort out my dream, he suggested that I study math and return to Haiti to teach math. I was not upset because deep in my heart, I know God did not call me to be a math teacher. It's not that my calling is more important than a math teacher. No vocation is more important than another. As Karl Barth, the Swiss theologian, says, vocation is the event in which people are set and instituted in actual fellowship with Jesus Christ, namely in the service of his prophecy, and therefore in the service of God and human beings. If our vocation leads us to do that, then we are fulfilling our call. I always believe that the dream God has for us will fulfill, and God will find God's way at God's own time to make it happen. God is the one who calls us. Other people's opinion of us does not matter, even though they can be very powerful, either positively or negatively. Because sometimes we depend on people to help us to fulfill God's dreams, as God invites us in fulfilling God's dreams for us and for the world. Other people can complicate the path and make it sometimes even impossible to fulfill our dreams. I pray for all of you who are listening this afternoon, who cannot fulfill your dream, either due to economic situation or due to someone who is a stumbling block in the way. God did not forget you or change his mind toward you. You are worthy of God's call. God is concerned about the whole world. Isaiah sees beyond the border of Israel and recognizes that the whole earth is full of God's glory. God's dreams for us are unlimited. God's glory is unlimited. At the same time, my spiritual director's vision or dream for me was limited to studying math and return to Haiti. God's dream for me were not limited to serve my people in Haiti only. My first sermon was in Burundi, East Africa. God's vision for us is not limited because God's glory fills the whole earth. We are invited to see God's vision beyond our race, our borders, beyond our political party. God is calling us to see beyond ourselves, our fragility, infirmity, imperfection, and guilt to say, like Isaiah, "Here I am, send me, Lord," to participate in God's mission for this world. Neither our achievement nor our confidence qualify us to say, "Here I am, send me." Instead, it is God who prepares to live out our vocation for which God calls us, or to respond to God's calls. As Teresa of Avila says, "Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he works to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours." Again, John 3, verse 16 says, "God so loves the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God does not ask for any credential before sending his Son or calling us. God's love is unconditional. Also, the new vision allows Isaiah to see himself. When Isaiah sees God, he sees himself and recognizes that his lip was not only unclean, but he lives among people with unclean lips. The seraph, which means the burn or the burning one, has touches his lip with coal, and then he became clean. It reminds us that from God's throne, grace, love, and forgiveness flow. Now he was ready. When God asks whom I should send, who will call for me, he said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." When we see ourselves as we truly are, we can hear God and see others how they are truly are. We do not need to let our guilt overwhelm us. We do not need to hide behind the veil of pride and perfection and pretend to be whole, because God is the only one who can make us whole. God calls us with our imperfection to God's ministry. A new vision of God allows us to see ourselves clearly and give us a generous heart to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." No matter how difficult the task may be, we say again and again, "Here I am, send me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.